Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, October 31st, 2025. Happy Halloween. It's also time for the annual PICA auction, one of their major fundraising events. PICA stands for Power in Community Alliances, and they are the group behind the Sister Cities relationships with communities in El Salvador, including WERU's connection with our sister station, Radio Sampul. For more background, you can check out an interview I did with several of the folks involved with the organization from the start. That's on the Maine Currents Archives. It aired last week. You can find that at weru.org. Ed Rudnicki is with us again this year with all of the details.
Hi, I'm Ed Rudnicki. I'm a volunteer with PICA in Bangor, Maine, and we're having our annual Sister City auction to support our relationship with our sister city, Carrasque, in El Salvador. This auction is happening Saturday, November 1st at the UU Church in Bangor at 120 Park Street. We always have lots of good items that could be gifts, including with this year we have some alpaca throws, we have gift cards, baked goods, some recent books that have been published, and many other beautiful items. The doors open at 3, and the live auction is at 4, and the silent auction will follow and last till about 5:30. We're going to have some food for sale, some tamales and burritos, and there's always some refreshments. So the hour from 3 to 4 is kind of just a meet and greet hour, chance to socialize with others. There's an event posting through our Facebook page, PICA, P-I-C-A, and just put in Bangor, Maine, if that there's any confusion.
That was Ed Rudnicki. The PICA auction starts tomorrow at 3 p.m. It's at the UU Church on Park Street, which is near the Bangor City Hall. A few other things happening in Bangor tomorrow that may also be of interest. Well, tomorrow and Sunday, the Bangor Band performs its annual Harvest Concert this weekend. They say, quote, "A beloved tradition, the Harvest Concert kicks off an autumn lineup of programs with concert band favorites and new compositions that showcase the versatile talent of New England's oldest continuously performing community band," end quote. They'll be performing on Sunday at 3 p.m. at Peaks Auditorium in the Bangor High School. Admission is free. And they'll also have a concert on November 11th for Veterans Day at the Cole Land Transportation Museum, and on December 14th back at the Peaks Auditorium at the Bangor High School. You can get information about all of the events that Bangor Band has planned by going to bangorband.org. There will also be a rally outside of Home Depot in Bangor tomorrow, Saturday, quote, "In honor of all the workers who have been kidnapped by ICE on Home Depot properties, join us in a day of action and make your voice heard. Tell Home Depot, ICE out," end quote. The day of action is being organized by a group called Disappeared in America, a project hosted by Public Citizen, National Day Laborers Organizing Network, the Workers Circle, and Detention Watch Network. And the rally tomorrow will be from noon to 2 p.m. at the Bangor Home Depot on Stillwater Avenue. And in Ellsworth this weekend, the St. Dunstan's Episcopal Church will host its second annual Community of Hope service on Saturday. Quote, "Inspired by the hopeful sign placed on Main Street in 2024 and by the continued need to lift us up as a community, the event will include readings, music, and a time for reflection and sharing. The event will conclude with refreshments and late afternoon fare. All are welcome to attend," end quote. That's happening tomorrow, Saturday, November 1st, at 3 p.m. in St. Dunstan's Sanctuary on State Street in Ellsworth. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a safe and fun Halloween. I'll see you tomorrow.